Thank you so much for visiting us again on this daily devotional. We sincerely appreciate your interest in spiritual things. As you know, this month we are looking at the Sermon on the Mount, which is recorded by Matthew in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And today we're brought to Matthew 5, 13. There Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how then shall it be seasoned? It is therefore good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." Today, when we think about salt, we perhaps don't always think about what Jesus and his listeners would have thought about at that particular time when Jesus made this analogy. We a lot of times associate salt with high blood pressure, and we think about it in a way that it's an additive. It's something that we put on our food mainly for flavor. But that wasn't the case during the time of Jesus. Salt was used as a preservative. It would help preserve the meat by keeping impurities out of it. Jesus says that Christians are to the world what salt is to meat. Christians can preserve the world by their good deeds, their good actions, the things that they do on a day-to-day basis, by living like God wants them to live. But then Jesus makes another comment that's very interesting, perhaps almost even scary when we think about it. He says that the salt loses its flavor, it's good for nothing. You might as well throw it out and let men trample it. But if we carry over that same analogy about Christianity being the salt of the earth, the idea is that when Christians no longer behave like God wants them to behave, when they no longer do the things that God wants them to do, when they're no longer living like they are Christians, they're good for nothing. They no longer preserve the world in the way that they should. They might as well be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how will it be salted? It's therefore no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Thank you for visiting us today.